The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. People like miracles. That miraculous medal sermon, Claude Newman, converted so miraculously by Our Lady, he just saw the medal, picked it up, and put it around his neck, not even knowing what he was doing. And that just in 1944 in Mississippi, so near to us in time and place, so accessible. People like to hear about miracles. Not, I think, because our faith is weak. If you're here, it's because you have a strong faith. But hope. We need some hope someday, some encouragement. And who doesn't have a case or two that would, well, that would require a miracle? And sometimes the miracle required is to give or restore faith, faith which has gone faint, fragile, and breaks, or frozen, buried in some torrent of blasphemy. A James Hughes say, converted May 19th, 1944, on that same death row as Claude Newman. He had made himself Claude's enemy, but Claude, by his prayer, got him the grace. He was blaspheming at the last minute, remember, being strapped into the electric chair. But then he saw his place in hell and died God's friend instead. Some of our greatest miracles, though, have taken place to strengthen the faith of priests. Pray for priests. Priests who have doubted the miracle of their own power. One Sunday in 1263, a certain German priest, Peter of Prague, he was called, was celebrating Mass over the tomb of St. Christina Bolsena in Italy. He was a good man. He was pious in his own way, but he found it difficult to believe that Christ is present in the consecrated host. He had just recited the words of the consecration when he elevated the sacred host and saw blood starting to trickle down over his hands and onto the altar. A year later, after investigation and authentication, the miracle was confirmed by the Pope, and the Pope was moved finally, Urban IV was, to institute the Feast of Corpus Christi that our Lord had been asking for a long time. The white blood-stained corporal, that's the little napkin Father unfolds on the altar for Mass, is still to be seen at Orvieto, just north of Rome, in the cathedral. 500 years earlier, a priest of the Order of St. Basil, a monk, versed, they say, in the sciences of this world, but ignorant in that of God, was having his doubts about transubstantiation. Big world, children, but don't let it intimidate you. Remember, trans, that just means like train, across, substantiation, across the substance, what makes something to be what it is, so that by God's power, the bread of the Eucharist moves across from being bread to the body of our Lord, only we don't see it, not yet. But that day, He did. He looked down at the altar and he saw the host assume the appearance of real flesh in the chalice as though it were filled with human blood. The church again made a most thorough investigation, she always does, and concluded that the transformed substances were indeed human flesh and blood, and the blood later dried up into 5 pellets and are still with us today. Modern scientific studies, just in 1971, have revealed that the flesh consists of muscular tissue from the human heart. And the blood has the same type, AB, as the blood on the Shroud of Turin. Furthermore, the blood contains proteins in the same normal proportions that are found in fresh human blood, even though this miracle occurred 1,300 years ago. And you can still see the flesh and blood consecrated by Peter of Prague that day in the monstrance in the sanctuary of Lanciano. You can still see the flesh and blood in this monstrance in our sanctuary. All you need to see is faith. Some kind of faith. Peter faith would do. I believe, Lord, help my unbelief. For without it, our Lord does not ordinarily work miracles, not even for his own family, friends, and neighbors. Do you remember the gospel story about how our Lord, after his baptism, went back to Nazareth, his own hometown, Nazareth? And there they met him with skepticism and unbelief. They knew him. Wasn't he the carpenter's son? They would not believe. They made up their minds against him. He healed just a few people that day and then went away. He could not, which is to say he would not, work any more miracles because he found no faith among them. But our Lord is always working miracles. Next to and flowing from the miracle of the Mass. And it is a miracle that we still have the Mass today. How hard they have tried to kill it for 50 years. Reminds me of those medieval stories of Jews hiring, bribing, or buying a consecrated host from a Christian and then piercing the host again and again with a knife, or throwing it into a fire. But then our Lord miraculously preserved it and made it to be a yet greater miracle. Most of you, I think, have had your own little miracles in your life, haven't you? No? Well, maybe you've just forgotten. After all, there have been so many of them. That's all right. Just don't forget to thank him. Remember me is the Savior's last plea at the consecration, just as the priest genuflects before elevating the precious blood. He whispers those words. The Holy Eucharist, you see, is our thank you sacrament. That's why it's lovely to see some of the First Communion children who have come today in their special dress solemnly to thank our Lord for coming to them in their first Holy Communion. Yesterday in the Divine Office, we read from my favorite book in the Bible, First Book of Kings, and it was about the young prophet Samuel, a boy. He ministered unto the Lord in the sanctuary of Shiloh, and he slept every night before the ark of the Lord. Our Lord spoke to him one night, but the story starts with a verse which I think is for you and for me. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days, for there was no manifest vision. But we delight and find strength in yesterday's manifest visions. We treasure these stories, Fatima's miracle of the sun, the miraculous medal, the miraculous hosts, and there are so many of these stories, and they're not stories, they are history. Meanwhile, the voice of the Lord in his own church is silenced now, and only blasphemies abound. But still more precious to us must be our manifest vision of the Word of God, his only Son, the Word who has never ceased to make himself flesh and dwell among us. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.